Blind Geek Zone, podcast number 27, for August 15th, 2008. Hey, this is Rick, and I'm back again with another Blind Geek Zone podcast. It's been almost 2 months now since my last podcast, and I just wanted to make a brief one today. I've been doing a lot of different stuff lately, and just thought I'd tell you all what I've been doing. First, I had to redo my computer here, and my XP machine was acting up, so I ended up having to wipe it and reinstall XP on it, and I've had some problems. Since putting XP on and my sound card drivers, for some reason or another, my original Creative Odyssey 2 sound drivers haven't been working right with XP Service Pack 3. I've been getting random blue screens and stuff, and I've traced it back to the sound card drivers. I'm not sure what the problem is, but my original drivers aren't any longer working. So what I've done is I've tried to go back and get some newer drivers, both from the Windows Update and from Creative Labs website itself. And what has happened is, for some reason or another, and I can't explain why, and I've not been able to fix it so far, on the newer Odyssey 2 drivers, what you hear works properly, but my microphone boost does not work properly. What happens is the level is set at 100% and the 20 dB mic boost is unchecked. So when I go to check it or adjust the volume, nothing happens. When I go back and check it, it's still simply checked and the volume level is back at 100%. So the problem I'm having is with the mics that I've hooked up here, my Plantronics Audio 350 headset and others, without the mic boost, it's simply not loud enough. So when I use what you hear, you know, all the computer sounds and everything are fine, JAWS is fine, all that, but the microphone volume is just way too low. And if I compensate by making everything else lower to match it and then use GoldWave to normalize, it's taking too long and I'm just not getting the results I want. So I'm not sure what to do at this point. I may have to get another sound card. I'm just not sure what to try at this point, and if anybody out there has any suggestions for me, I'd certainly be happy to hear them, because at this point I'm kind of at a standstill and can't really do any recordings here. Right now I'm recording this podcast with GoldWave on the XP machine, but what I'm doing is I'm using my Logitech USB desktop stand mic that I was using quite a while back to do the podcast. So, and that's fine for my voice, it works out well there, but you know, if I need to record something like a demonstration of a program or something, you know, just simply not picking up JAWS well enough through the speakers, you know, the quality just is a lot lower than using the what you hear method and using the headset and everything. So that's my major problem right now, but that's kind of stopping me from making any progress on any recordings here right now. So, like I said, if anybody else has any suggestions as to what I can do to fix this problem, or maybe suggest another sound card that, you know, what you hear works well on it and you've used it and you can recommend it, you know, let me know. I'd certainly be interested in hearing that information as well. Okay, in the meantime, I certainly, and I know I've asked this before, and I've got a few people that have sent me files, but I'd really appreciate the audience out there, that anybody who has anything they would like to submit to the website for posting, if you've got a demonstration of a program or a device or something and you'd like to post it somewhere, I'd certainly appreciate it. It would help me out a lot right now while I'm not able to produce a whole lot on my own. Would keep the website going, and I'm sure everybody would like to hear your content. Okay, some of the new things that are going on out in the blind technology world are Window Eyes 7.0 Beta 2 is now out there for people to use. Last month, Window Eyes 7.0 Beta 1 came out, and just recently a Beta 2 has come out. Some of the new features in Window Eyes are better website navigation, new scripting capabilities, a new ECI Eloquence synthesizer, and I'm sure there's other things as well. Off the top of my head, I can't remember all the new features, but those are the major ones. Scripting sounds very, very interesting on Window Eyes. From what I've seen from others talking about it that are scripting for it, it's very powerful. Should let people do a lot of things with Window Eyes that Window Eyes couldn't do in the past. The better website navigation should help a lot too. I kind of like JAWS navigation on the internet the best. I just like their shortcut keys and stuff. So it'll be interesting to see how the Window Eyes navigation helps out in that area. Also, JAWS 10 is expected to go beta here in the latter part of this month, August. And some of the things that have been leaked out are there are supposed to be some new RealSpeak voices that are supposed to be almost as responsive as Eloquence. And these voices will be able to be downloaded, I guess, directly from the web. One other thing I had heard was supposedly there's going to be the capability to not have to have a forms mode in JAWS 10 if you wish, kind of like Ceratex System Access, where if you hit a field you just start typing, and when you're out of the field you're back in navigation mode. So that should be interesting. There have been some rumors that JAWS 10 will possibly support 64-bit operating systems such as the 64-bit version of XP and the 64-bit versions of Vista, and I guess the 64-bit versions of 2008 Server. So, again, that's just a rumor. Don't know anything about it. Some of the other stuff, I guess, has come out of conventions and stuff and just kind of floating around. Just thought I'd pass it along. Victor Stream 2.0.06, I think, firmware has been released here in July. That gives a lot of new features to the stream. You can do BRF texts. You can do WMAs that aren't protected. I think there's FLAC support. There's playlist support for music. And quite a few other things. So if you haven't upgraded your stream to version 2.0 yet, you might want to check that out at the HumanWare website. Some other things that I've been doing here recently. I know in the last podcast I told everybody that I'm currently learning Braille. I've completed my uncontracted Braille, grade one Braille, and I'm now currently learning grade two Braille or contracted Braille. It's been quite a challenge. There's just so many contractions. I think I've learned about 40 or 50 of them so far. And it's definitely been very difficult, but I'm slowly making progress. It's been really interesting, and continuing to work forward. With that, I've been working on that now, I guess about almost 5 months now, so it's been quite interesting. As of July 31st, I've been volunteering down at my center on Thursdays, and I'm actually teaching beginners grade one uncontracted Braille. I currently have four students, and I'll have a fifth one here in a week or two, and they're all progressing pretty well. So that's been really interesting. Teaching Braille while I'm learning Braille has been quite a challenge, but hopefully it gives me the practice I need to continue on. Keeps me working with the workbook and things like that. And so it's been really interesting. I just finished week three of that this week, so I'm gonna keep going on with that, and hopefully I'll get my contracted Braille finished here in the next month or two. And then I'm not sure what I'll do with that, but hopefully I'll start reading books and stuff and keep my skills up to date and keep teaching others that want to learn Braille. It's been quite a challenge, but I've really been happy to do it. I've had people teach me Braille for free, and I thought it was the good thing to do to volunteer back my services to the community down at my blind center to teach others that don't know Braille yet. And so that's been really interesting, and it's been keeping me busy. So I'll keep you updated on everything I'm doing there on future podcasts. Okay, well, there's not a whole lot else going on. Just a few things, and then I'll wrap it up. I received a few donations here in the last month or two. Again, I appreciate all donations, big and small. Anybody who goes to the website and, likes the audio stuff that I'm producing, if it's helping you out, and you'd like to give a donation, I certainly would appreciate it. Doesn't have to be anything large. It could just be a few dollars or, whatever you feel that you'd like to give. All donations go back into the website, basically. Pay to keep the website running, pay for me to, get new things to demo, and just basically keep everything going. And I appreciate all the donations that I have received so far from everybody out there. It's greatly appreciated. Also, for those of you who may not know, I do offer training online, over the phone, through Skype, to people that are looking for more of a one-on-one training on different programs and things like that on the computer. If you're interested, contact me, and can set up a time for you, and we can talk and see what you'd like to learn, and give you a price for it and everything. Training starts at a very reasonable price of $7.50 an hour, depending on what you're wanting to work with. That goes up somewhat, but generally it's very, very reasonable. So, if you're looking to learn something more than what I produce on the free tutorials, let me know and we can work something out. Also, I've been doing some website development. I have people coming to me from time to time asking me to help them make website pages and things like that, or teach HTML. I teach HTML to people. I make website pages. Basically, that starts out at $10 an hour. And if anybody out there is interested in having some website development done or just needs a page done or something, let me know, and I'll be happy to work with you on that as well. Another new thing I'm considering, and if anybody's interested and can contact me through the website as well, I'm thinking about doing advertising for basically, I don't know, a $5 or $7.50 fee for people that want to advertise. I don't know if you want to advertise your website, want to advertise a product you're selling, you know, things like that. I'm thinking about using the blog for that purpose, or I will set up a web page, you know, on the Blind Geek Zone itself for the advertisements. Been toying around with this idea for a while, and now I'm kind of ready to announce it. So anybody that would like to advertise something, you know, feel free to contact me through the site. We can talk about it and see how we want to go forward with that. All right, well, that pretty much wraps things up for the moment. I just wanted to touch base with everybody and get another podcast out so people didn't think I wasn't doing any more Blind Geek Zone podcasts. Hopefully I'll have this up on the feed sometime tonight. I thank everybody for listening, and I will talk to you again soon. Here's my contact information. My website is the Blind Geek Zone. The address is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. That's R-H-A-R-M-O-N 928. My MSN contact information is rharmon928@hotmail.com. My email address is rharmon, that's R-H-A-R-M-O-N, at blind-geek-zone.net. If you have any questions or comments on any of the audio recordings I've done, any of the podcasts, tutorials, or demos, please feel free to contact me. If you're in need of training or technical support or website development assistance, please feel free to contact me. If you have any other comments or suggestions, please feel free to contact me.